Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another episode of A Sound Heart Radio. One of the most powerful relationships that Yahweh Elohim created was that of marriage. And it is important to understand why we have in the first 11 chapters of Genesis, in the creation narrative, as it were, and in what we call primeval history, we have the creation of the Adam and the woman, or the man with the womb. So these chapters, that is, the first 11 chapters of the book of Genesis, have been ruthlessly attacked by so-called scholars, beginning in earnest in the 19th century. There was the quest for the historical Jesus, and then there was the literary attack or attacks against the first five books of the Bible, the first five books of Moses. And that scholarly fiasco ended in a very wonderful manner. God is consistent, and the Word of God, please understand, will always be attacked. And one would do well to familiarize oneself with the work of the 19th century and the false premises upon which the scholarship was built. With the finding of the Dead Sea Scrolls, much, if not all, of that ruinous work against the Word of God ended. Also, the spade of the archaeologists also ended a lot of the ruinous attacks against the Word of God, too. But this morning, I'm not going to discuss much or any of that. What I'm going to discuss is the attack of the Shining One, the Nakash, in the Hebrew, the attack of the Nakash on the first home, that is the home of the Adam and his wife. And please understand that Yahweh Elohim created male and female, and he called both Adam. Now, God's use of that term, of course, meant essentially man. The Hebrew word for blood is dam. With just the consonants, in Hebrew we have D-M. When we add the vowels, Adam, and we add the A, as it were, at the front of the word Dam, we have Adam. And so we have the Adam who was created by Elohim, Bara, The verb created is used in the book of Genesis. The Adam was created out from the Adama, or the earth, by God. And so the Adam himself was a direct creation of God. And we read that God made the man, or the Adam, from the dust of the ground. And then, later on, we read that the woman was created out from the man. We read that God caused the Adam to fall asleep. God put him to sleep. And so God was the first anesthetist or anesthesiologist. He puts him to sleep. And God takes a tissue sample from his side. And from the tissue sample that God takes from the side of the Adam, the side nearest his heart, God makes or fashions the woman. And so in the Hebrew, the word fashion means to build. And so the woman was made more complex, as it were, than the man. She is the man with the womb. So she was taken from his side. She was built from a tissue sample that God took directly from the Adam. And so we have this wonderful essential relationship that God created. So in Genesis 2, 22, we read the sample which the Lord God had taken from the man, he made into woman, and he brought her to the man. And the Adam said, literally in Hebrew, he says, "This is the hit. This is the hit." But in our English, we read, "The Adam said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man.'" And then we have this very pivotal verse, verse 24, "Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall be one flesh." So, a man shall leave and cleave to his wife. That is, cleave as glue to his wife. "And they shall be one flesh." This is God's ideal. This is God's creation. In the book of Genesis, the woman or the man with the womb is called Nephilah. That is, the perforated one. And it is a reference, of course, to the woman having the vagina and the reproductive organs. And the womb in order to carry children to term. So this is why she is given a special name. Both, of course, have, man and woman have the sexual reproductive organs, but this is the powerful and wonderful role of the woman in the scripture. And notice in Genesis 2:25 we read, "And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Then, in Genesis 3:1, we read, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made." Now, it is important to pay careful attention to Genesis 2:25 and Genesis 3:1, because the word ashamed or in this particular in verse 25, and the word cunning are close, or there is a distance, there is a resonance of these two words, there is an interaction of these two words in the Hebrew. And what I want you to follow is how the vulnerability, the visibility, the openness, the naturalness, of the nakedness of the man and the woman to speak their relationship with God and with one another. The shining one, the nakash, or the serpent, or the sharp-seeing one, carefully observed who they were. He carefully weighed. He carefully considered his plan of attack against the first home. He would enter into that relationship of nakedness, of transparency, and his attack would be in that area of transparency. So the serpent, we have the word serpent in the English, but it is the nakash, the shining one. The shining one. And he enters into the home in this manner. He will not come as the roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. He would enter into the first home as the cunning serpent. That is the one who deceives. He takes what is beautiful and marvelous and magnificent, and he seeks to bring in ruin through his deception. So, and notice what he does to the woman with his great, with his legal terminology. Yeah, he asks a question that would cause a naive or untutored thinking to fall disastrously. Notice the question. And he said to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden?" Notice the language. Notice that is the question is designed to cast doubt on the character of God. The question is designed to destroy, to deceive. The question is designed in such a way that the attempt to answer it causes ruin. Because the answerer, or the one who answers this question, enters into an attempt to answer this very ruinous question. And understand, the devil always wants to cast doubt against the character of God. Watch for this in your home. Watch for this in what goes on in your home. He wants to destroy the word of God in your lives, in our lives, so that we do not trust God, but we lean on our own understanding. In all our ways, we are to trust in God. Good morning. My name is Dr. Josiah Rich. May God bless you.